And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And you're tuned in to the Morning Run, 7:36 a.m. on this Monday, November 20th. I am Tan Chung Han alongside Ku Su Chuang. Time now for our World Market Watch segment. And now, Chuang speaks to Kingsley Jones, founder and chief investment officer with Jevons Global in Sydney.
Kingsley, good of you to join us. There are signs of weakness in emerging market bonds. Is this part of a broader correction in global junk bond prices or signs of a wider malaise?
There's a correction underway now, but we think that's healthy. I mean, certainly bonds have been sold off a little. U.S. corporate credit spreads were quite tight, and as you mentioned, emerging market spreads widened a little after possibly compressing too far. In Europe, we're seeing corporate credit was below some U.S. Treasury yields, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. However, you know, this kind of correction we're seeing now probably really is a response to the improving global growth outlook and the perception that maybe bond yields are simply too low, particularly in corporate credit. The fact that they got there was really excess demand for yields because the market, we think, was probably a little fearful on buying equity in cyclical and capex-sensitive businesses. That's probably changing now. I mean, if you look at companies like Boeing in the United States, it's announcing or continuing to announce big orders for new aircraft. So certainly those conditions are strong. Global growth is good, and we're overdue for a capex spending cycle. So that's where we see opportunity, and there are many industrials that remain cheap, especially in these long-life assets like plant and equipment.
Stateside, Kingsley, what are the next moves for the tax overhaul plans after the House of Representatives passed a bill to reduce corporate taxes? So I think the lowest since 1939 and having cut individual taxes for most households by next year?
Yeah, well, the tax cuts will certainly provide a near-term boost to the U.S. economy. The important policy initiatives to look for are really to the extent to which this actually leads to an improvement in real wages, either directly through the tax cuts, putting more money in the hands of regular workers, or through a knock-on effect in the economy, either coming from corporates paying higher wages. Probably not going to see that in the short term because labor demand is not such that we're likely to see rising wage pressure next year. But if there's a positive growth agenda through infrastructure and other stimulative efforts that to make demand for construction workers and other blue-collar workers and so on, we might see a better outcome on real wages. And obviously with tax cuts, that's good. The risk, therefore, is inflation. We don't think that's likely to show in the first half of the year, but it may do in the second half of the year. So there's certainly room for the cycle for the economy to keep chugging along in the US and elsewhere.
Let's switch our attention to oil prices, Kingsley. Now, what's your outlook for oil prices after the Saudi energy minister said OPEC and its allies should announce an extension of their output curbs?
Well, the oil patch is certainly looking much better now. The supply cuts are helping, but so too is synchronized global growth. Copper, oil and gold are among the commodity leaders this year, which is a positive signal on growth and aggregate demand. Obviously, U.S. shale remains the big threat on supply ramp-up and therefore a cap on oil prices. We think that that probably is in the higher 60s than present prices. There's a more supply discipline in shale now, but nonetheless, they can certainly produce at lower break-even rates now. And they probably want to target oil prices in the 60 to 70 range. We won't get there in the first half, but we might be solidly in the 50 to 60 range for the first half next year. So energy stocks may well be among the better performers in 2018.
Okay, and what's your outlook for equities next year? I think Amundi's Pascal Blanc has said that gradual Fed rate rises might trigger a correction for a bumpy year ahead.
Well, look, certainly when you do have rate rises, particularly once you get into the third and fourth rate rise, it can produce bumpy conditions in stocks. We think a lot of that could well be driven by sector rotation. Because of the positive outlook we hold for global growth, what you tend to see when you come out of these periods is that, as we saw in the bond market in the last couple of weeks, investors start to adjust their allocations. This will likely hurt long-duration defensive stocks in food and healthcare, which had been good performers in the previous period. They will start getting bought, however, once the market starts to fear that the cycle is turning. We don't think that's going to happen next year, at least not in the first half of next year. So our favourite sectors right now are financials, which benefit from a steepening yield curve and rising rates, semiconductors, specialty materials, and aerospace and defence. We think the energy sector will firm, but those names are very depressed, so one needs to be a little bit careful about being too early to buy. Technology stocks are obviously the market darlings, but we actually think there'll be better opportunities in cyclical names. And in technology, we're taking our exposure through semiconductors.
Kingsley, I think Goldman has talked about 4 rate increases for the US next year. Do you think that could be possible?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, look, rates are too low. They need to rise. And that obviously could lead to bumpy conditions when folks start to reprice rates, particularly in interest rate sensitive stocks. But we think that certainly for the financials, or at least for the typical lending businesses that we see around the world, those rate rises are probably going to be healthy because they're really signaling higher demand for loans to build and run businesses rather than simply to warehouse financial assets. So there will be some bumps along the road as people unload over-levered financial structures, but we think overall it would be healthy to see rate rises next year.
I think earlier you talked about Kingsley. I think you talked about in some industrial names and some long overdue capex spending cycles. Can you throw some names into the equation if possible?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, look, in aerospace and defence, the principal areas where we are, there's a number of part suppliers to the industry. There's one in the US called MOOC that builds components for aeroplanes, the hydraulics. We also like some of the defense groups. We're long Northrop Grumman in the United States, and we also own some of the material suppliers like ATI Technologies that produces titanium for turbine blades and other things. So there's a range of different areas where we're picking up exposure, and that is also in Europe. We own Thales Group, the French aerospace and defense group, and we also own Saab Aerospace in Sweden.
All right, Kingsley, thanks so much for your time. That was Kingsley Jones, Founder and Chief Investment Officer for Jevons Global.
And coming up, we'll continue that talk about expectations around an interest rate hike, not just the Fed, but possibly here in Malaysia as well. Also, we'll be talking about that freeze by DBKL on certain property developments. That's coming up right here on The Morning Run on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!